Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Fianna Fáil has become embroiled, of course, in controversy just a week after entering in government, not just for that reason, but for many others as well, but with two of the party's most senior politicians forced to issue public apologies. Actually, obviously three to make a statement today, of course, we include the Minister for Children as well. Obviously not an apology, but a statement. Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan is under pressure to give a detailed account of the night he was stopped by Gardaí for drink driving. And he's also facing questions over how he managed to reach the age of 49 without a full driver's licence. Yesterday he committed to addressing the controversy in the Dáil statement, but last night in a response to queries about his licence, Mr Cowan would say only that he sat the test and received his full permit after his driving ban. There are also questions emerging over who in Fianna Fáil knew about the ban, with senior party figures admitting that they heard rumours. Speaking publicly for the first time since the Irish Independent revealed his driving ban, Mr Cowan said he was humiliated by his own actions and added he was no example to his own children. He added, "It was a serious lapse of judgement and I wasn't raised that way." The Offaly TD, who is a former Taoiseach, Brian Cowan's brother, said, "If any good was to arise from this drink driving ban, it would be that others would think twice about getting behind the wheel of their car whilst over the limit." Now he added, "I was fortunate in that there was nobody hurt, injured, maimed or killed, and thankfully. But that's not to say that will be in the case in any other instance of a similar nature." Mr Cowan said he should have told the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin about the incident, but naively decided against informing the Taoiseach. Yesterday, the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan said he accepted Mr Cowan's explanation. He said he has acknowledged what he did was wrong. The courts have applied the appropriate fine and bans. He has apologised to his colleagues. That's something I accept, and maybe there is a lesson for us all to learn. The tarnished Leo Varadkar spoke to Taoiseach Micheál Martin about the incident and has also accepted Mr Cowan's explanation. Now, the father of a girl killed by a motorist who served a drink driving ban has called for the Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan to step down, declaring this is a slap in the face for all of us who have lost somebody. And I'm joined on the air by that man, and I'm going to talk to him in a second, but before I do, I want to ask you, do you believe that Barry Cowan should resign and step down for his drink driving ban? Do you believe he should step down? Now, I want to speak to, if I can, I want to go to Leo. Leo, I always get your name wrong, but I think it's Leagio. Is that right?
Yeah, that's close enough. Leagio, yep.
Okay, Leo, I mean, just to describe, to remind people, because we've spoke to you on the air before about your daughter, Marissa.
Marcia.
And she was 16 years of age at the time when she was killed in a hit-and-run accident back in 2005.
Yeah, and I remember an accident as
it
well.
It must be nearly 2 years, Leo, since I spoke to you last, was it?
It is, yeah.
And how have things been since then, since we last spoke to you?
Still always the same. I moved out to the country now. I'm out living out in Ballinglass now, in rural Ireland.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's probably the best place, to be honest, with you, away from all the madness. How's the campaigning been going? I know you were very involved, I suppose, and you had been talking on media quite a lot as well at the time, you know, and obviously try and get laws changed. And look, the laws have changed somewhat over the years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, literally you cannot drink a pint anymore and risk driving a car, and if you're caught, you lose your licence. And we've changed, obviously, how people, you know, lose their license. Professionals will lose it quicker than those who are not professionals, etc., etc. So we've gone a good distance. Do you think we've gone far enough? I'll come to Mr. Cowan in a second, but do you think we've gone far enough?
Not really, Niall, because I believe there's figures out now with 70% reduction in traffic on the roads since this year so far. We've still got three more people than last year killed.
That's incredible, isn't it, considering we haven't had much traffic?
Actually thought, I couldn't believe the figures, and I'm actually shocked at it, and it just shows the disregard people have for the laws.
So those who were venturing out during the lockdown were obviously having a few beers at home or whatever it was.
Having a few beers and deciding there's no other cars in the road, so let's drive at 100 kilometres an hour or more.
Right, and just remind people, when Marcia was taken away from you, that the individual responsible was well over the legal limit. Just remind people, what happened on that day again? And I don't want to bring it back to it if you don't want to go back to it, Leo, because I know it's very difficult for you to bring it back up all the time.
Yeah, no problems, no. But like I would say, anything I have, I can. And like, if Marcia helps save it by telling the story, it might help save lives, I would gladly do it any time.
Okay, so she was a wonderful young lady in the prime of her life, 16 years of age, I assume, heading towards her leaving cert, I imagine, at that stage.
She was on transition, doing her transition year,
yeah.
And she was just, I love kids and they Uncle Nick actually nicknamed her Mary Poppins.
Right, okay, because she was always helping others.
Yeah, and during her transition years, she got a work experience in a creche in Newcastle. And the creche happened to be called Mary Poppins as well.
Right, okay.
That's the kind of girl she was. And she was just out that night with a few friends at a friend's 50th birthday party. And she was crossing the road at a set of pedestrian lights when the car hit her and knocked her clean out of her runners, tied to the traffic lights.
Okay. And then the lights obviously were for her. I mean, there was a green light she could walk across, but obviously this driver was so drunk that they didn't even see that happening.
Well, according to the people that were with her, the lights were green, but according to another witness, the lights were red, but she was at a set of pedestrian traffic lights. You're supposed to slow down approaching
course,
a set of pedestrian lights.
You approach them with caution anyway.
And this woman didn't. To be fair, she was a drug addict, and she was down buying drugs, so I don't know if she was drunk. We couldn't tell because she wasn't caught at the scene.
Okay.
She wasn't caught for a few days later. But it's no difference. It's the same. One thing is as bad as the other.
Yeah.
And people still need to start taking responsibility. Marcia survived for a week in Tala and Beaumont Hospital before we had to turn off her life support machine. We were told there was no blood flowing to Marcia's brain and that she had gone.
That must have been the toughest decision in your life.
It was, and we didn't even realise that it was her sister's birthday that day we did it.
Because everything would have been just a blur at that particular time.
Everything. Yeah. Like, I can remember so much about that week, but it's all such a blur. And the nurses in Beaumont Hospital were brilliant, bar one.
Yeah.
And the one thing I actually regret is when we were told Marcy was going to go down for a test, before the results of the test were even through, we were asked, did we think about organ donation?
Okay.
And to me, that was absolutely disgraceful and a disgusting thing to happen.
Probably inappropriate. And by the way, I've talked about this on the air before in relation to the opt-in, opt-out system.
Uh-huh.
That the last thing, you know, a grieving parent or a parent who's about to lose a child or is just lost a child, the last thing they want to hear is, you know, can we have the organs? I mean, it's not a question. It's just there's no appropriate time to ask that question. And certainly not before you go down for an operation.
Exactly. Yeah.
That doesn't leave you feeling with much hope, does it, really, when you hear that?
No, it makes you feel that, hey, they're not going to try here.
Yeah, no, I know. And I know exactly how I as a father would feel if that happened, if somebody said that to me. And it must have been devastating. And I know she was the apple of your eye, and you've spoken to us before about how much she meant to you. And look, things like that you'll never, ever forget, Leo.
No.
But I remember my own man when my brother died at 24. He drowned, but I remember my own mother, her life was never the same again. But all I can say is that time can help, Leo. You know, it does help to heal somewhat. But her memories will all be there, and you'll always remember all the fun and good times you've had together.
Those memories are fading away, and all I have is the memory that week.
Yeah.
It's my heart, and as I get older, my memory's starting to fade.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's the bad memories that stay in my head, and it's only for my other kids. I don't know what would happen.
Yeah, I know. It can be very difficult. I know I do know how difficult it is. I know what you're going through because, as I said, my own mother went through it as well. You never expect. I have three kids of my own, you know, 18 to 24 years of age, and you don't expect to lose your child. You don't expect to bury your own child.
Yeah, it's 15 years now, and it's still the same.
Yeah.
Still the same pain.
Yeah.
And I thank the Irish Road Victims Association for keeping me going as well, and at the accident, the local council for the road shows, the road safety road shows, to do for giving me the opportunity to talk about Marcy and try and help save lives.
That's what I'm saying, because even listening to you today, if one person decides not to go and have a drink tonight and drive a car and saves one life, it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay, getting back to Barry Cowan, and look, I have mixed feelings on it, and I know you don't, Leo, but I do, obviously because I haven't been affected the way you have, and I say that respectfully to you. I mean, they should have known this was the case, but there's an argument. Thankfully, he didn't kill, maim, or hurt anybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he's apologised. He was punished. He was punished by the courts.
Yeah.
And he got his driving ban and a fine. Do you accept his apology?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to get this out there. I have no political allegiances whatsoever. If someone is doing good, I'll support them. If someone does something wrong, I will speak up about it. Like, I'm no politician and no public speaker or anything like that. But I honestly, he apologized, but I can't accept the apology. Apologies are easy once a person is found out. And every person has committed a crime. We'll show remorse afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Marcia's killer, we were told, was very remorseful. He had 2 weeks fetish and he killed another girl in Belfast. It's very easy to show remorse once you're caught. The time for him to show remorse was when he did it. He should have came out clean then and apologised. Look, I was drink driving and I shouldn't have done it. Like, we were campaigning with Shane Ross to try and get the new legislation that came in for years. It took us 2 years to get that through the dial. And Fianna Fáil, showed a huge reluctance to support us. We had a meeting with Micheál Martin and Robert Troy, and we virtually had to beg them, if they can't support us, at least abstain from the vote.
I'm surprised this didn't end up in the paper at the time, back in 2016, because it would have been a matter of public record.
Yeah, and it means, did they even know? Did they really not know about him at that time?
Well, Micheál Martin says he didn't know. I find that difficult to believe. But I'm not saying I doubt Micheál. I'm just finding it difficult. Because allegedly, other senior figures in Fianna Fáil said they knew there was rumours going around.
Yeah, and they're not going to admit that they didn't know.
But here's the thing. Whether they knew or not, Leo, does something like this define your whole life? Because I know people who've been caught drink driving, not that many, thankfully. I don't drink myself, so I've never been in the position, but I know people, radio presenters, who've been caught drink driving, should they lose their jobs, for example. And these are people, you know, who would talk on radio as well, you know, and tell other people not to drink drive. You know, I mean, should you be defined by your own mistakes in life? You know, I mean, for example, you may be remorseful about it.
Yep. You see, these people are in a privileged position now. These people are our legislators. They make the law, and they cannot be allowed to break the law.
I understand you have to set your standards higher than everybody else because you're the one telling. Yeah, I mean, you can't, mind you, we've seen quite a lot of that lately. You know, you can't be saying do as we say, not as we do. And I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in saying that, people fall foul of stupidity, and they do. And we were human beings. I'm not for 1 minute saying what he did was right or that he should get away with it. He got his punishment. He went to court. He lost his license. He was fined. And thankfully and hopefully he's never done it again. And isn't that the idea of the punishment and losing your license and getting a fine? To teach you a lesson so you don't do it again.
That's the theory behind it, yep. But he learned his lesson then, but if he hadn't been caught, would he have continued on doing what he was doing?
Probably, you're right.
Exactly, yeah. And this country voted for change, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael said they learned from the results of the elections. But it's back to the same old thing again. No one willing to take responsibility, the same old.
But everybody has a skeleton in the closet, and I don't mean, well, most people have the odd skeleton hanging around their closet somewhere. And as much as I absolutely empathise with you, my heart goes out to you, Leo, and I understand what this must mean to you, and I understand why you feel the way you feel, because I couldn't stand in your shoes. But looking at it from an impartial point of view, I mean, the man is, he probably should have said it sooner. I agree with you. It should have been out there. It should have been in the public domain, because he is a politician and he has to set a standard. But in saying that, he has now apologised. He's acknowledged what he did was wrong. And he said he was fortunate that he didn't hurt or injure or maim anybody, thankfully. Maybe this being in the paper now, maybe this will save another life. Do you know some of the point I'm trying to make?
Oh, exactly. I'm trying to, I'm not saying he should step down as a TD or be sacked as a TD. I'm saying he should, as an example, if he is truly remorseful, if he really believes that he's remorseful, he should man up and step down just as a minister. Relinquish his office as Minister for Agriculture. Like, how can public trust him after and his cabinet ministers trust him if he kept it secret? A minister should be beyond reproach, in my opinion. They should set an example to others. And if he really wants to set an example, be a man and step down from the minister job, from the job as Minister for Agriculture. I'm not saying give up your job as a TD or a politician, but just that small example, come out and do it, and that will mean a hell of a lot to a lot of people.
And I you know, if he was Minister of Transport, I certainly probably agree
Could you imagine he was made Minister of Transport or Minister of Justice?
Well, yeah. I understand. And I'm not going to disagree with you, Leo, based on the fact of what you've been through in your life. And it's still like every single day you wake up with that. And I know you do. And these stories, you know, it doesn't help when you hear somebody who's in government who tells us what we should and how we should be behaving is misbehaving. You know? And you're right. I mean, if he wasn't caught, would he have continued to do it? Would he have done it again? Maybe. I only he can answer that question.
And he was continuously driving on a provisional license unaccompanied as well, breaking the law, continuously breaking the law there as well.
I know, a lot of people did that. That law was changed, obviously, the year before last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that anymore, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of people did do that, Leo. I mean, Leo, when I got my first provisional license, I drove without a qualified driver with me. So it was technically breaking the law.
No, I did not see the difference between us.
And
those on power. These people are supposed to be protecting their citizens, protecting their constituents, but looking after their country, educating us, and then they go and break the law like that, and their first apology is accepted. Every criminal, every person that steps into a courtroom will say they're sorry. They're not going to say, no, I'm not sorry. They will all say they're sorry, and they will all put on that remorse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Is he remorseful because of what
he did? You're only sorry because he got caught.
Is he remorseful because he got caught? And he's in the public eye like that. The guy's nothing against the man apart from that.
Well, I can understand why you feel that way.
Be a man. It's not only me, Niall. It's hundreds of people out there that have lost children. Yeah. My daughter and the children of many, many more have been killed by the action of these lawbreakers.
I know, and look, my own father was a drink driver. And he's passed away now, but a long time ago now. But he was a drink driver. My dad would drink 15 pints of Guinness and drive us, the three kids, in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it's only with the mercy of God that he was never in an accident. I don't know how he wasn't. And I suppose there were, many years ago, there was a lot of drink drivers around. But thankfully, we've educated ourselves over the last particularly 20 years. You know, and we've campaigned tirelessly, and people like yourself have campaigned tirelessly to stop this, because it is unnecessary carnage and death. You know?
Like, there's so many of us in the Irish Road Victims Association who've been touched by this, and it's like a kick in the stomach when it's kind of in a day or two this is all going to be passed over. You watch the apology is going to be accepted, and it'll just carry on as normal until someone else happens to someone else. Now is the time to make an example, show these Micheál Martin should stand up as well. Encourage him to resign from the minister job or relieve him from his job, and let the other TDs and then Dáil say, look, this is unacceptable, it can't happen. You do wrong, like everybody else, you pay the penalty.
Somebody's suggesting that he was obviously at the lower limit, I suppose is what they're suggesting, but because said, no, I don't think he went to court, he paid a fixed penalty.
I'll tell you what. You come along to our remembrance ceremony, and I'll introduce you to people who have had children or family members killed by people on the lower limit.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, no, I'm not, by the way, there's no amount of alcohol is acceptable if I have my way, but unfortunately we can't do it because of the fact that people wear aftershave and there is going to be sometimes alcohol in your system from different things. But if I have my way, I would do it like they do, for example, in Florida. You're not allowed to drink and drive at all.
Yeah.
There's just no limit.
No limit, that's either zero or nothing. But you see how hard it was just to get that last legislation in for us. We had to beg and protest and stand outside the door in the rain and everything, and the wind and rain to try to get through to politicians. And fair play to Shane Ross, he stuck to his guns, and he actually came out and said, if it wasn't for the Irish Road Victims Association and other campaigners, that the bill wouldn't have got through.
Yeah,
we had to get through to the consciences of those sitting there in the Dáil, and we sat in the Dáil and listened to the TDs stand up and say, with their imaginary friends. Oh, I know this man who was 90 years of age. He can't go to the pub anymore, and he's socialising. I don't hear these people now after 3 months in lockdown. Mm. Rural Ireland hasn't been destroyed because they can't go to the pub.
Yeah. I mean, I know, as I said, I know the Irish Independent obviously reported that he got a 3-month driving ban for drink driving, and I believe he also got a fine as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a €200 like, fine and disqualified for driving for 3 months.
Like the man is in a privileged position, like years
of money. I know. You can't as a politician turn around and say do something for us and then go off and do it yourself. Do you know what I'm saying?
There's absolutely no excuse for it, like none whatsoever. Like you did wrong, and like I said, be a man, step down from your position as minister, show the people of Ireland that there is change going to happen in this country. In politics, that people are, that politicians are willing to accept responsibility, mm-hmm. and until then, they won't have the support of the people to say, oh, "Here we go again, all over again, same thing again."
Yeah, somebody just texted in and says, "Now, why did he not go to court?" Well, the law on drink driving, of course, for learner drivers 4 years ago meant that a concentration of 10 milligrams to 35 milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of breath was considered over the limit. And of course, Mr. Cowan's case did not go to court, as the level of alcohol in the system was lower on the lower scale.
That was lower when he was caught as well. He was already driving for, say, at least an hour by that time as well.
All right. Okay. Well, look, Leo, I wish you the best of luck. And listen, obviously your message is clearly out there for him to resign.
I hope so, because I know you're going to get people coming on now and saying...
No. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you, Leo. I'm looking at my text coming in here and the majority of people are actually agreeing with you.
Well, I'm so happy with that, because with the drink driving legislation, the majority of people, nearly 90% of people were in favour of it.
Yeah.
Yet the on TV.
I have two hats on today. You know, I have a hat on that is, you know, a mate of yours, Leo, and if I was a mate of yours, I'd be absolutely agreeing with you. But I have the other kind of impartial hat on, thinking, you know, should something like this define your life?
Yeah, I remember on one of your shows, you were talking about something like this before, and a guy rang up and said, should a person lose his job and be put on the dole and claim social welfare and it's more expense? Well, to me, it says, well, if he's not able to take responsibility for his family and loses his job, it's only going to take somebody else off the dole.
Mm-hmm.
But not put him on the dole, but it'll take somebody else off the dole.
So it balances out, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but there's always going to be that argument, Leo, you know, and again I say it, should a mistake, provided of course you don't kill or maim anybody, should a mistake that you make, and look, it's a mistake to think that you can drive a car while you're drunk.
There's a difference.
And irresponsible.
There's a difference. That's a mistake. A mistake is you add a sum wrong or take a wrong turn. He made a decision, a conscious decision. It was a bad decision. It wasn't a mistake.
Okay. And that bad, and as far as you're concerned, that bad decision.
Yeah. You look up the definition in the dictionary.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue with you, Leo. I'm not in any position to argue with you.
A mistake, you know. Makes it easier for you to accept it.
Yep. Yeah. Leo, listen, it's been wonderful talking about
you too, thanks.
And I'm sure Marcia would be very proud of you talking about her and keeping her memory alive for all the right reasons many years later.
Thank you, it's not just Marcia, it's all the families and the Irish Road Victims Association, and we don't want this happening to anybody else's family and going through what we've gone through over the years.
Okay.
And this thing's changed. There'll be another 150 odd people killed next year as well, and another 80 odd this year.
Yeah, there will be. You're right.
That's just the ones that are killed. No, you never hear about those that are injured or seriously injured.
Yep. Listen, it's a good point, and you've made it very well today, Leo, and I appreciate you coming on the air. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And you take care of yourself. All right.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. Leo, whose daughter died back in a hit and run back in 2005, Marcia, 16 years of age. And he's calling on Brian Cowan not to step out of his job completely, but to step out of his ministerial role. And he said he can still be a TD if he wants to. But he's calling him on to step down and do the right thing and set an example that what he did was very wrong. He accepts the apology, but what he did was very wrong. And as a leader in the country, as a TD, he can't be telling people to do one thing and then go and do something else himself. All right, maybe you agree with him, maybe you disagree with him. Let me go to Padraig. Padraig, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Padraig?
Hi, not so bad, yourself.
Good.
Now, look, the first thing I want to say is you can you can hear the sadness in Leo's voice there still.
Oh, you can I can't imagine what it would be like to lose your dad.
I have an 18-year-old and only son. I'd die. I'm so sorry. Look for him and all the victims. I can't imagine. But yeah, it's terrible. But look, on the other side of it, what's going on? The issue with Barry Cowan at the minute. Someone dug up dirt on this guy, and they're using it. And I think, and now I'm not.
That's a bit unfair. It's not dirt.
I'm not political. I'm not political.
It's not. Well, hang on. It's not dirt. It is factual.
No, sorry, it's not dirt. It's fact. It's fact. Grant, I'm not political. I dislike every one of them equally. But you know, someone has dug up this, and this is not going to change anything. If the road needs going to be safer, like you said about cigarettes, if they want to save people's lives, ban cigarettes. If they want to save people's lives on the road, ban drink. You know, you look at the A&Es, they have been quiet for the last 4 or 3 months. Now they're going to be busy again, all over drink. I drink myself, and I have drank, and I have driven years ago. And I wouldn't do it now.
And many people did years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and look, we've come a long way. We've come a long way.
That wasn't, I mean, when you drank and drove, many years ago was that?
30 years ago. Like.
Okay, but it wasn't even a decision, sure it wasn't. It was kind of quite common. Everybody did it. Like my dad did it as well.
I tell you what, if my son was getting into a car now within his friend group, he wouldn't be left. They'd look down on him.
But it was a kind of joke at the time. I remember my dad, when he would get a new car, his mates would say, did you bring it for a drink yet? And the other thing, what was the other ongoing gag was, Asha, the car knows its way home.
Yeah, honest to God.
They were the kind of things people used to say when they used to get pissed and drive a car.
Everybody has broken the law. But the other thing about Cowan is that, look, and I'm not excusing it. I'm not. I mean, he's not.
Well, there's no excuse for it, Jim.
There's no excuse. Just the legal limit, what's the point? You know, we should be like Florida. There should be no drink at all.
Yeah, then there'd be no confusion.
Then that's it. End of story. Because, honestly...
Yeah, saying to somebody that you could have, well, roughly 3/4 of a pint or half a glass of wine...
Yeah.
It kind of confuses the matter. So
nobody's going to do it anyway.
Well, stay there, because I want to go to Jerry's. By the way, do you think you should step down, Patrick?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you think he's had the punishment, he got his fine, he got his ban, and that's it as far as you're concerned?
And he's apologised.
Okay. Well, hang on, let me just go to Jerry as well. Jerry, you're on Classic Hits. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Nan, how are you?
Jerry, you believe you should resign?
I think he should be gone, yeah. He's been pulling a fast one there. You've already covered everything I was going to say about what he was doing anyway, so I didn't want to go all over that again, but he's been pulling a fast one for the last few years, and he's got caught out, of course he's apologised. But the position he's in...
But when you say pulling a fast one, being caught drink driving is a matter of public record.
But he's been telling you that you can't get into a car, him and his cronies been telling you can't get into a car, drink and driving for years, and then that's what he's been doing in the background, with a provisional licence. It's not even on a full licence. But that's the point I wanted to bring up about the licences. I really think the problem we have is the education in the drive. I think we've too many laws out there that are hindering people learning how to drive properly. So we pull that back, get rid of some of them laws, teach people at a young age in school how to drive. They'll have more respect for the car, and then we won't have to worry about things like drink driving, because they just won't do it. That's where I think we should be going today.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree with you necessarily on that. Patrick. Jerry, what would it achieve? And sorry, I know Kevin Limerick says he didn't go to court, you dumbass. I know. So it would still be a matter of public record, by the way. But anyway, but Jerry, what would it achieve for him to resign? He's apologised. He said he's ashamed of what he did.
It's like your first caller, Leo said. There's absolutely no trust in that guy. Don't believe a word he's saying. Why would you? You know,
because he did something wrong. But I mean, are we all? I mean, I'm not a religious person, but he who cast the first stone. What I'm saying is, can you be defined by the rest of your life by a mistake or something, a bad decision you've made?
Not for the rest of his life. The position he's in as a minister, he should be stepping down. I'm not saying he should lose his job. I don't agree with that at all. I think there are two different worlds. Like, if you're out drinking and driving, that has nothing to do with your job. Why should you be losing your job over that? But as a minister, they're sitting there and they're making laws about what you can and can't do. And it goes right back to Orwell, you know, all animals are equal. Some are more equal than others. You know, it's you just can't be doing that. And it is that position he should lose. Like, not his, I don't think he should lose his livelihood. I think that's another nonsense about living a livelihood over stuff like going off mistake, you know?
Yeah. But,
so
he can't be sitting in the doll making laws that affect other people when he can't really obey the laws that are already there.
That's exactly where I'm coming from.
I get you. But how far do we stretch that if somebody's caught speeding in their car?
Well, again, you see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering which laws are more important than others. You know what I mean?
Some of the laws we have on the road, I think, are petty and are only designed there to rake in money, which is a whole other argument again.
Yeah, because I mean, I've got penalty points in my life because I've been speeding. Do I have a right then to go on the radio and give out about people speeding? You know what I mean?
Well, you've a right to go into court and argue that you shouldn't be caught speeding because it's a trap. It's not.
Well, I don't believe you even have that right because if you go into court and even question them, they double the points.
Well, I've been in court many a time and I've no points on my license because I will question it. Why is a speed camera on a blind bend?
I'll actually come back to that in a second if I can, Ger. Stay with me for a second. Lots of text coming in. Some people believe that he should resign. Others are saying absolutely not. We shouldn't be defined by bad decisions that you make now and again in your life. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Should Barry Cowan step down? Ger, just very quickly in relation to that, like, I was caught speeding recently coming out of the Port Tunnel heading towards Dublin Airport, right? The speed limit is 80 kilometres an hour. I was doing 91. I had been at under 80 all the way through the tunnel. There was a speed ban on the left hand side. There's cars around me. They're all travelling at the same speed and I'm keeping up with the flow of traffic. But the argument is if I went to court, I was breaking the law.
I do understand where you're coming from. And it's kind of a long-winded explanation I have here. A lot of times, like the camera shouldn't be there on a blind bend anyway, because that's particularly there just
That camera is there. It's shooting fish in the barrel. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because nobody is going to be adhering to the 80 kilometre speed limit because they're all jostling to get into lanes, to get onto the M50, etc., right? So, yeah.
Here's what they do in Holland, right? Or they were doing for a long time. They were sticking big orange boxes on the side of the road and telling people they were cameras. There's no camera in them at all, but people could see these orange boxes for miles. Because they could see them, they slowed down. So they weren't.
Okay, but getting back to your point, that if I didn't pay that fine and went before a judge, I do agree, by the way, they shouldn't double the points just because you want to argue about it, right?
Technically, they don't double them. Technically, you get 4 points. That's what you get. And then because you accept it without going to court, they half it to 2 points. So when you go into court, they're giving you what you initially got. It's not exactly doubling the points.
Right, okay.
And then you can argue a fine with the judge.
It's off the record. Maybe we'll do it as a topic another day. Let me go to Leonard as well. Sorry, Ger, stay there. Leonard, you're on Classic Hits. Leonard, you don't believe he should resign. He's paid the price as far as you're concerned.
Correct. What good is it going to do, you know, taking a man's job? I mean, he's good at his job. He made a mistake. He paid the fine.
Well, he wouldn't lose his job. He'd still be a TD. He just wouldn't be a minister.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's the point? What good is it going to do? It's not going to change what he did. It's not going to change anything for the good of the people. You know, I'm not saying what he did was right, but he has paid. He's fine. He has paid. He's got consequences.
Yeah, I mean, and I listened to Leo earlier on who lost his daughter. That doesn't mean anything because as far as he's concerned, you cannot be in a position of power making laws when you can't, when you break the laws that, you know, that your own government are actually making.
Yeah, I agree 110%, but what I'm trying to say is there going to be any good coming out of taking his job from him? I understand people die from drink driving. I understand it's 110% wrong, but taking his job is not going to change anything, is it? It's not going to stop
people. Okay, Jer, you know, you're the one advocating that, so I mean, it's a fair point. Taking away his ministerial position and his extra salary that he gets, it's not going to achieve anything.
Get somebody into that position that you can trust. We don't trust Barry anymore, you know. So you get somebody into the position that you can actually trust. Someone else can take over. You're not going to lose that position. You're still going to have a minister there. It's just you're going to have a minister there that you can trust.
So what you're saying is, when a person makes a mistake in life and you'll never trust him again, is that it?
No. Well, that's what you're saying, Jer. Well, it's not a binary argument. It's not like it's one or the other.
Exactly what
I'm saying is, this is, first of all, I don't believe that's a single mistake.
But for all intents and purposes, Barry Cowan is a good man, you know, with an unblemished character, apart from this incident in his life.
Yeah, not unblemished.
Well, whatever.
But, oh, come on. You know what I mean? Come on.
But, he's a good man. He's never come to the attention of the media before for any negative reasons. So, I mean, apart from this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, well, go ahead. Ask him just one question.
Have you ever made a mistake in your life, my friend?
In what way? What would you define?
Have you ever made a mistake? Listen. It doesn't matter what you did.
Have I ever gone into a car and drove down the road drunk?
No. I didn't ask you that. I asked you to do
it. What kind of mistake are you talking about?
It's immaterial.
Well, have you ever broke the law, Jerry? Jerry, have you ever broke the law?
Intentionally, no.
Oh, come on.
No, I haven't.
I have.
Oh, my God. I've purposely,
when I say purposely, I made a decision to drive over a speed limit.
Yeah.
That's a decision I made.
I would say I drove with
you're not to be trusted anymore, no.
Maybe I shouldn't be allowed to do the show anymore.
you can't be trusted, right?
I never, hold on.
I mean, Jared, you know what I mean? I understand there are different laws, but I'm sure people who have broken the speed limit have killed people. All right? So we could put it on the same par. So am I not to be trusted anymore?
No. That's what he said.
No, it's not at all on the same part. You're not making laws at all, man.
I would imagine if you want to take it to the end result and go down the rabbit hole somewhere, as many people have probably died on the roads through speeding as drink driving.
Correct. 35% of road deaths are speed related.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I made a decision on numerous occasions. I've probably had about five speeding fines in my whole life.
But you're not telling me that I can't do it. You're not sitting there saying, Jerry, you can't go out in your car and drive.
Well, I am. I come on the radio every day and I talk about things like that.
Exactly.
You're not making laws to say
no,
that
I know. I'm not making
drive.
The laws, but...
Barry
is in a position to make these laws to tell me I can do one thing while he does the other. That's the world of difference between them.
Okay. Well, look, I have to take a break, lads. Listen, thank you very much, Leonard and Jer. No, I get the point you're boat making. I do get, I mean, we've got a boat right in some sense, and I understand what Leonard is saying is exactly. I don't believe you can be defined by a mistake you made. Clearly, if he hasn't killed anybody or maimed anybody, that's a whole different kettle of fish, right? But he did go out, he made a mistake, well, he made a conscious mistake, and made a decision to drink drive on the lower limit. I will point that out, by the way. He got his fine, he got his ban on driving. Yeah, we probably should have known about it before now, and Micheál Martin should have known about it. And some people are saying he should resign, others are saying you can't define somebody's life by it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.